I think that's really the biggest thing is you're rewarding the guys that you bring in and you develop, and you're rewarding them for their hard work. So young players that come in, and that's always been a big thing too, is seeing some of the undrafted guys that have continued to make the team and make an impact. You look at guys like Trey Burton, who I think we're both excited about what role he'll have moving forward. When you have players that are homegrown and have developed, you want to reward them and you want to lock them up as long as possible. And everyone talks about the hometown discounts. It's not necessarily about the hometown discount. It's about just getting these guys locked up and saying, look, we're doing a really good job of selecting talent, evaluating it, and then putting them in position to succeed. I'm really excited about the role that Zach Ertz is going to have. I think that obviously he's put up good numbers in Chip Kelly's offense the last 3 years. But now with an offense and a scheme that really looks to try and take advantage of individual player skill sets and take advantage of one-on-one matchups, I'm excited to see what Zach Ertz can look like in an offense like that. Obviously, there were positives to what Chip Kelly did, but I think in an offense where you could say get favorable matchups with a Zach Ertz on a linebacker or get Darren Sproles or Trey Burton or some of these other mismatch-type players on linebackers and safeties and try and win in the middle of the field, I'm very, very excited about the prospects of that moving forward.